are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I feel like I learned how to smoke the first time incorrectly. Like, my first couple times smoking, it was just one of those things where I feel like I got so high so fast I wasn't even able to enjoy it. And like I literally smoked and I couldn't feel my legs, I couldn't feel my arms, and that was that. And I'm just like, damn. So now when I smoke, I really, really enjoy my high. Like, I really enjoy it.
I just be trying to, like, I be thinking like, oh, God, I thought we had cleared this up.
That's why we're talking about this, by the way.
I just had a choking, coughing fit for like 15 minutes. It was like 5, but it felt like 30. I be hitting it too hard, and I guess it's just like a habit. Like, I can pull easy, like, you know, but, you know, that's not fun. But it is bad for your vocal cords to be inhaling, like, very hard. It is. It's bad for your
throat. Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I feel like I hit everything hard. Like, the bong, too. Like, the bong could take me out.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the bongs. It's just, like, straight weed. I need a little buffer.
Yeah. Okay, a little something in between you and the fucking choke.
I wanted to, I can't do this. I'm about to like throw up. My throat is so itchy.
It sounded like you were gagging a little bit.
I hate you, Fat Lizzo.
I hate you, Fat Lizzo. I hate you, girl.
You know what's so funny about that? It's the fact that she said, I hate you, Fat Lizzo. Like, she added the adjective fat as if Lizzo wasn't already fat. And also as if there were other variants of Lizzo. Like, there was a skinny Lizzo or a thick Lizzo. She just described her as Fat Lizzo. Like, there's another one. That is the funniest part about that.
The part, like the part that always kills me is how much venom she says it. Like her whole face is frown. I hate you, Fat Lizzo. I hate, and all you see is her Cindy Who ass fucking braid lopsided on the side of her head bouncing around while she talk about how much she hate Fat Lizzo and that thong of her ass, her fat ass.
What do you think about this Lizzo thing? What's going on with her?
As a member of the Taurus community, we choose not to speak on this current allegation against Lizzo. We want to stand beside our queen and make sure that she does whatever is best for her in her career right now. Thank you. But honestly, I feel like there's always a sensationalism to anything like this with celebrities. Like, there's always an amped up matter. Like, especially like with people who are like, hey, I really like, at the end of the day, a lot of lawsuits are based on money. So you're trying to see what you can get. You're trying to see what you can possibly maneuver out of a situation. So it's like, I'm taking it with a grain of hair. Like, I need to see more. I want to see the bananas shooting out of the stripper's vagina while Lizzo is forcibly holding the girl's head to catch it. Like, I need to see.
That is wild to me. I just feel like my thing is, I don't know how true any of this stuff is. So, you know, I'm not taking sides, and I'm not just like gonna flat out stand up for Lizzo, because the bitch could have did all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But what I feel is, just from the interviews I've seen by the people who are suing her, this is a bunch of
malarkey.
Not malarkey, but it's just like they are playing this up really, really hard, just based off what I saw. Because there, I just don't, maybe y'all just hated the job for real, and like, you know, she actually did some of this stuff, y'all actually didn't like her, but is it worth a lawsuit? And like, I don't know, the sexual harassment thing is a fine line, so I don't really want to touch
that. Cause but it's also like, but like in my head it's also like, okay, like, you really don't even know what really to say. But it's like, in my head, I have something that is like, Lizzo probably went way too far and they were uncomfortable. Uh-huh. And then it was like, how do you tell somebody, hey, I'm not really comfortable with this, but
especially
everybody else
your
might
boss.
Be having a, especially your boss who's a fucking superstar and they're taking you out and doing all this shit. But then the other half of my brain is like, as me being me, I'm not them. The experience itself, I can't imagine somebody grabbing a banana and shooting out a vagina into somebody else's mouth. That's a type of art. Like, you, there's not bitches walking around doing that in Times Square. Like,
we need
you
to go to Amsterdam. Doing, okay.
Okay. Do you know what the Boys Next Door podcast can do in Amsterdam? Like, we will probably be shocked. Like, they'll probably flip us on our heads with the shit they doing. Clearly, they
I don't think I would be shocked. I probably would be one of the ones trying to touch the strippers. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what's going on. What y'all got going on down here?
I want the full experience. I need to see the banana shooting into the mouth. Because I've never heard no shit like that. That's like, go fish.
But my thing is, too, it's just like, maybe like she had such a good relationship with her dancers and team or whatever that she thought that they were friends and that you can and that she could do that with them. But it's like, technically you employ us, so we're not really your friends. And this is really making me uncomfortable. I'm just trying to think, like, if I was at my job and my boss was like peer pressuring me to do something. I mean, me personally, I'm a say no, because I'm just not that type of girl.
Yeah.
But I can't see how people can be swindled, especially if it's a power dynamic right like that. And that's why I think they're suing. It's more so of like, you were our boss and you did
abuse of abuse of power. It's like, that's the only thing that, but it's also like, okay, look, you're going out to the red light district in Amsterdam. Like, when you're going out with friends and a friend doesn't want to drink, what do? Drink, 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 drink. And I can see that being the environment, like you were saying as well. Like I can see that being a thing. Like, but it's also like, boundaries. Like, you have to set boundaries. And that's like the first rule of HR when you sign up for like a job. You're not supposed to hang out with management. Management isn't supposed to hang out with the fucking common folks. It's supposed to be a separate divide. And so I feel like, but it's also like, if the your tour mates become your family. So it's kind of like, maybe, like you said, like, she blurred the lines a little bit too much and they got uncomfortable, didn't speak up, and now we're here.
I do think it might be more of a cash grab thing based off the thing going around that they were fired, which I don't know. I mean, I didn't read too much in it. Lizzo came out and said, you know, I'm a nice person and I wouldn't do those things.
She said, shut up, bitches. That's basically what she said in nice
But could
words.
You imagine, like, have you ever been in a toxic work environment like that?
No, not like really. That,
but you know.
Oh, well, one of my jobs that I had, like, when I, years ago, not years ago, but I don't want to say too long because then people will be able to guess the place. But one of my managers was fucking like three or four of the of my coworkers. Yes, he had a fiance, and then the fiance became the manager of the store, and the girls that he were fucking left the store when she came. It was a whole thing, and then like, it was drama. People were cursing each other. It was a lot going on, but I wasn't involved, but it was fun watching from the sidelines that this is like some Degrassi-ass shit.
Wow, that is fascinating. I don't have any experiences like in a toxic work environment, because I mean, I typically hate every job because I hate working, so it's toxic in that way. But
yeah.
I just remembered I had a director from hell. That bitch is, if she ain't dead already, the bitch is going to hell when she died. I'm telling you. I wouldn't even spit on this bitch if she was on fire inside of a volcano. I'm not giving you no help in life, whore. Oh my God, this lady, she came in, she was just like, this is when I was doing housekeeping. Like, we had bosses that would get on our nerves, of course, and they're supposed to, I guess, but this bitch was just a different type of dark. Like, she was firing people left and right. She fired our manager. It was some shit going on. And if I was in her position, I probably would have fired his ass too, because if she hadn't fired him, she would have lost her job. So it was one of those type of things. But also, when I was like getting ready to leave, because I had decided I've had enough of this, I'm gonna go to school and find something else to fucking do. And once I graduated, I gave her my notice that I'm leaving because I had found a job and everything. She was like, it was like 10 days, and they want, everybody wants 2 weeks, right? It was like 10 days. or it was probably even 13 days. No, I'm not even gonna lie. It was some petty shit because it was just like, girl, this is not even that serious. She was like trying to talk me into staying to the full 2 weeks so that I'm rehirable. I'm like, girl, I don't ever want to work here again. What are you talking about?
I hate that shit. I ain't give you no 2 week notice, bitch. You lucky if you get an hour notice. This might be our last conversation we even have. Okay, I might leave out right after this.
I've given just about every job I've had a proper notice.
Never.
I'm lying.
Well, not never.
I'm lying.
Not often.
When I worked at FedEx, I just quit. I think when I was at FedEx, I was like, Friday is my last day. Since we talking about money, some on Apple just got declined. I'm broke. Y'all ain't get it, Apple. Leave me the fuck alone, okay? Go to hell with that bitch from my old job. Now they emailing me. Y'all hear my phone vibrating? This is crazy.
They say, bitch, one way or another, we trying to let you know.
Yeah, one of my coworkers actually just got fired. And
Oh my God.
Just find that to be so astonishing.
Why? Were they shady?
I don't know what happened. I have no clue.
See, that's why you need to be in with your coworkers so you get a little bit of the
I'm
tea.
Sure they know.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to get a little but bit
I'm
of the
I'm not gossiping
tea.
With the, them. I'm not doing that.
You don't got to gossip. You can just get
It's gossip tea. If we have that conversation. It's totally gossip.
All you got to do is be around and spill the tea.
Yeah, but I don't know. Getting fired from your job is crazy, and then you end up suing your boss because you had to touch a banana pussy. I don't know what.
That's wild. Like, I can't imagine. Like, can you imagine that be your last day and then Lizzo, like, you leave the fucking club and you didn't do it, and Lizzo being like, your baggage waiting for you at the airport?
The funniest part, though, is just the thought that Lizzo is telling somebody, like, honey, you're gaining weight. Like, girl, let's be. Okay.
So somebody was like, Lizzo said she gonna be the biggest bitch in the room. So I was like, no, wait a minute.
Shout out to the girls. Get your justice if justice is due. And Lizzo, bitch, if you need to go to jail, then, well, let's have that conversation. I ain't gonna mute Lizzo like I did R. Kelly, but I'm gonna find out, bitch, if I need to.
Yeah, because suddenly yesterday's special came on. Lizzo never come on my playlist ever. And so special came on. I'm like, I don't know if I should turn to listen to this. Yeah, I was like, well, it's a SZA version, so it don't kind of count. SZA take away a little bit of the cancellation.
In short, I think this is just one of those things that, like, kind of got out of hand. Like, she might be, like, a diva from hell, like they say about a lot of female artists in the game. Yeah. Nicki. But it's... Maybe it's just par for the course. I don't know. I'm not excusing the behavior. Don't DM me. Don't email us. Don't care. I'm just saying. I don't know. Let's let it play out.
Yes. Yeah. And if someone offers to shoot a banana into your mouth, eat it.
Would you do that?
Yes, I would. I would just see about I just like you know like hibachi when they try to toss a shrimp in your mouth and you gotta try to catch it. That's what I just imagine. That's all I imagine.
Nothing about that. That's at a restaurant people are doing this.
Yeah, you never seen them chop it up in front of them and then like they be like, hey, open your mouth and then they just toss it.
No, I've seen like chefs like dangle the meat over somebody's mouth, but
I'll do that too. I'm down for the food experience. If that's how the chef wants me to experience the food, who am I to be like, nah, I can't do it that way. You got to go put some fried.
I would definitely eat a banana out of somebody's asshole for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. I like the porn where they. Oh, we didn't even introduce ourselves.
Well, we was gonna get to that. Well, welcome to the show though.
Hey y'all, what's up?
It's the Boys Next Door. We are here talking about bananas and assholes. Oh, look, Kim got a bar about that. It's not a good bar. It's from when she
I literally was flashing in my head. What kind of good bar can come from a situation like that?
It wasn't good. She said she did the No Flex Zone remix. She did it after Nicki. I guess it was a response. And she was like,
I know it's trash already. All the remix over that.
I don't remember what she said, but it led up to bananas in my asshole. And I'm just like, girl, what? Why would you say that? That's what be making me mad about Kim sometimes. It's like, you're such a legend. You're known for your raps. Like,
How do we get to bananas in my asshole, babe?
I want to know what comes around. I want to know the bar immediately after that. That's a wild bar. That's insane. And I hear it over the beat of the song. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Bananas in my asshole.
Bananas in my ass.
Like, what does that even mean?
That's the real super freaky grandma right there. Because what you talking about, ma'am? What you talking about, ma'am?
Well, I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Kim Lush.
Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, and YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. You can subscribe over there and watch us live. And don't forget, if you have questions or dick pics, send those to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. I think we're going with the cul-de-sac. I don't know.
I've been feeling it lately too. I've been practicing it in my head when I'm listening to the podcast. I'm always like, does this feel right? And it feels right. So, welcome to the cul-de-sac, bitches.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Oh, you know what? Let's just go ahead and light the blunt.
Yeah.
What are you lighting a blunt to this week?
I'm lighting the blunt to setting more boundaries between myself and how I interact with people. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like a lot of times I'm very just like, I don't know. I feel like I have to learn how to just let shit be. And just let people do their thing and let them operate on their own time. And I always take into account, like, you know, I said this many times on this fucking podcast. Nicki Minaj was like, sometimes you just have to let people go and let them be. And if they come back and allow this, like you just have to sometimes let it happen. And so I feel like sometimes I always, like, because of my own abandonment issues, I try to hold on really tight to people and their idea of what they are and an idea of what I had that they are. So I wanted to set strict boundaries on believing in what people show me they are and sticking to my intuition when I think I know something, because I always end up knowing something. And I always get the proof that I know something when I'm supposed to get the proof that I know something. So, yes, I want to light the blunt to that. How about you? What you lighting to?
I want to light the blunt to, first of all, let me light the blunt to O'Shea Sibley. He was the dancer killed in New York. Yeah. He got into an altercation with some straight niggas, and one of them stabbed him. And allegedly, the person that stabbed him is a 17-year-old, and he's on the run. So, rest in peace to him. That is terrifying. It's really frustrating. But imagine being 17 and you're about to go to jail for the rest of your life. Like, that is crazy to me.
17 on the run for stabbing somebody for dancing and minding their own business. Make it make sense.
Are we back?
Yeah. Are you back? What happened? Yeah,
you just blanked out the whole time.
Oh man, I was just staring at you and I was just moving my head around looking at you. Yeah, I've been back. I saw you and everything.
Oh, so now I don't know if you can hear me, but my thing just went out again.
Yeah, I can hear you and see you.
Okay. I'm not even editing this out the podcast. Don't got the energy for it.
That's fine. Yeah, at this point, they know what the fuck they getting. Welcome to the cul-de-sac, bitches. A window is broke.
It's ghetto. We borrowing our neighbor's Wi-Fi. Got their cable cord hooked up to our house using their water and lights.
You moved in. I'm already hacked into your shit so my shit can move a little faster. What's up? Welcome. Y'all know what's up.
I also want to light the blunt to not comparing yourself to nobody, okay? Because get over it, bitch. You're you. They're them, okay? It's always going to be a bitch cuter than you. It's always going to be a bitch bigger than you or skittier than you or having more money than you. You know what I'm saying? Just get over it. Stop fucking comparing yourself. Instagram is not totally real life, okay? That's like 1% of what happens in a person's life, okay? So get fucking real. Get back to your fucking reality and be your goddamn self, bitch. You comparing yourself to a bitch who scam and do steroids. Calm down.
Yes! Say that, bitch. It's so funny you say that because it's lately, you know, like, I always find myself being like, okay, I'm never really affected by social media because I, like, we talked about this before, like, we had a social media episode if you want to go back and listen to it, but I was always just been able to disassociate with social media. But over, as of lately, like, I feel like I look at it differently, and I kept finding myself in the headspace of being like, oh man, like, oh, I should probably do look like, and it's just like, it's so unhealthy, the patterns and the way of how you should move and operate gets beat into your head through fucking Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram will have you thinking like you're supposed to be out here having all these bags and having all these clothes and doing all this shit, and you're literally trying to keep up, like you were saying, with somebody who scams and somebody who's getting it, like, a way that you're not and that you choose not to. So it's just like, you, like, yeah, it's just, I'm so glad you said that, because, yeah, that's, yeah, preach.
Well, that's what I'm lighting the blunt to.
Yeah, I felt that.
My throat already burning, so I'm actually not going to smoke anymore. I thought I was over it, but it's creeping back. If y'all hear me clear my throat throughout the show, just imagine that I'm gargling nut. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So, what you want to talk about first?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So, whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So, download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Do you fuck on the first date?
Never have, but would. Now, do we consider, like meeting somebody for the first time? Like, or are you just saying, like, date? Because I've met somebody for the first time and fucked them, you know, off a link up. But I don't think that count. I don't know.
I say the first actual date. Like, y'all set it up and then that's y'all actual first date.
No.
You wouldn't?
I mean, I would. I'm not against it, but I don't see how that would, you know, transpire. Like, what's the conversation? I'm stuttering because I'm flabbergasted at the thought. Like, how do you go from we're on a date, we're having a nice little dinner, you know what I'm saying? And now you want to go to Pound Town. I just met you. I don't even know you, sir, but I'll do it if the situation were.
Okay. Like, in my head, the way I picture it being like, okay, you know, like, you go out with somebody and the vibe is just right. And then you're like, you know, like have you ever, like, been about to, like, you been somebody or you chilling with somebody and you about to leave and you be like, damn, I don't even really want you to go. And then, like, y'all chill a little bit longer and then one thing leads to another and you just end up fucking.
But if y'all chilling, that means y'all at somebody's house.
Yeah, like, a date can go from, like, you know, like, when you drop, like, let's say, like, you pick them up or they pick you up or
something. Oh, so you letting a stranger back up? You know how they be like, can I come upstairs? And you, so you letting them up?
I feel like if the vibe is right, yeah, I'm definitely getting killed. Like, I feel like
I might. Go on a date with Jeffrey Dahmer, bitch.
See, but the thing is about me, like, my house is a trick house. It's a trick house. You come in.
Oh, bitch, you got a trick hole, a trick house.
Okay, well, baby, it's trick world around here. Okay, so, like, you think you touching a fucking hat? Under that hat is a knife, bitch. You gotta be careful around my house. Like, don't try to pull no funny shit. Oh, you think this is a regular pillow, huh? Bitch, in this pillow got a fucking starfish or something in it. You don't know. Like, it's just gonna come at you. You won't even know. So, don't try to pull no funny shit. If you come up here to fuck or whatever, you better fucking get it, whatever, because if you do something else, you might not make it out.
Real shit. I mean, I haven't, but I would. I just, you know, it has to go right. I've definitely met, okay, do we have to go full intercourse though? Because I have, like, totally met somebody I did not know from a can of paint, and we got freaky that same night, but.
Oh yeah, I'm sucking dick on the first night. If I like you, I'm sucking that dick. Like, some way or another. Yeah, Jabba Job. It gets real hectic around here. I'm tearing shit up. Like, I really just that's my love language, kind of. Like I realized yesterday, I'm like, if I'm sad about something, my first instinct be to suck dick. Like, it just be like, go suck a dick, and then you're going to feel so much better. And after I go suck that dick, you know what happened? I feel better. Like, nothing be able to faze me. Like, nothing be stopping me. I be on top of the world. Suck that dick. Don't be afraid to suck that dick.
I am afraid to suck dick. I don't need to do that. You know, it's not necessary. No. It's not a necessary
yes. thing. Yes. It's a fun party trick.
Like, I need more practice sucking dick, you know? Like, you need more practice fucking, so.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for this transition. I was waiting.
I mean, there was really no transition. I just point out, you do one, I do the other. You a virgin in the hole, apparently. Oh, celibate in the hole, allegedly. And I'm celibate in the
hole. Allegedly. Okay, so listen. I tell you every time, if I vibe with a nigga and we can fuck, we will fuck. Like, I've been put in situations recently where it has led to almost fucking, but it just didn't occur. I literally think my hole is just like, but I was like trying to remember because it's been so long.
Do you understand,
like,
that your hole is controlled by your brain?
Yeah, and that's why I'm thinking. That's why I'm like, I'm not relaxed enough to be like, yeah, it's time to fuck. Because normally, like, when it's time to fuck, like I said, I got a trick call, it'd be like, ready, let's go. But lately, like, every time I try to fuck, even when it's, like, I think it's right, it don't be right. So I just think it's a block right now. I just think I'm not supposed to fuck these niggas. I think when I'm supposed to fuck these niggas, it'll just happen. Like you know, like I feel like I put a lot of pressure on that situation. I put a lot of pressure on sex because, to me, like, I don't, it's so fucking stupid. And once again, this goes back to the Christian value root things and all this other shit that I'm, like, unprogramming and try to, tie and unroot from myself. But it's just, like, I put a lot of weight on sex because I feel like, for the longest, for me personally, I was not comfortable enough being naked in front of someone. I was not comfortable, like, letting someone see me that way or see me in that position or anything like that. It was, like, nerve-wracking. I'm like, oh, my God, what are they going to, like, it's all this stuff. And so now, like, I'm way more comfortable with my body and I'm way more comfortable with myself. And it just, like, next time I give it to somebody, I guess I just want to feel like them appreciating and loving my body, too, and not just trying to fuck, you know?
That's interesting because, like, that's one of the questions I had down. How do you want sex to feel?
Oh, I want to feel, like, valued and, like, intimate and, I'm a slut. Okay, let's get down to the root of the situation. I'm a slut. Like, if I like you, you can slut me any which way you think about it. But it's, like, it's a something else that has to come with that. Like, it has to be a tenderness. It has to be a care. It has to be, like, a certain amount of intent when fucking that makes me enjoy it. Like, I feel like you can get dick from anybody. Anybody can fuck you. But if you want to give fucked, it's a different type of connection that gotta go on, and that's the type of shit I really, really enjoy. So that's
what. Do you like making love more or fucking?
I like a mix of the two. I like getting dogged out. I like getting slutted. Like making love is cute because you got all those like all that like tenderness and all that shit. But like I like that mixed with like. You dirty fucking bitch. You're like, ugh, I like all that. Like, I like
aggression. Like me a mixed blend, too. It's a nice little, you know, a nice little roller coaster. We can't be, you know, high energy dogging out the whole time.
Yeah.
Especially not, you know, for the amount of time I like to go. We got to slow it down a little bit. Joints aching. You know what I'm saying? It's a marathon, not a race, baby.
I was about to say, it's a marathon over there.
Do you feel like, though, like, having sex early on in a situation with somebody is better, or do you think you should wait it out? I feel like you think you should wait it out.
So, I remember when we first started the podcast, I felt like you should wait it out. I think I gave a 6-month rule or some shit like that, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I think if the vibe and the connection is right, I feel like you really don't need to wait. I feel like I would definitely engage now with it because of where I am mentally with relationships and sex and all this other shit. I feel like now I will engage with it now a lot sooner than I would have probably like a year or so ago. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like it don't matter. I feel like the vibe right, and like, I feel like as an adult, you know these things. Like, you know, like, if somebody trying to fuck with you, or you know this shit, unless you're like completely oblivious, and you're, and those people, there's people out there like that too, who just don't know when somebody give a fuck or like them. So it's possible. But I mean, like, you can kind of tell when somebody's like selling on you.
But has, in your experience, has it been more successful if you've waited to have sex versus if you've had sex earlier on? Which one has brought the better results?
I guess it doesn't really matter, because like I said, like my last relationship, we waited 6 months before our first time we fucked, and then we lasted 5 years. But I've had relationships where we didn't fuck at all, and we've lasted a year and a half. And so, like, I mean, there's, like, for me, it just, I guess it really depends on the balance of relationship and the foundation of your relationship more than anything else. Because some people can handle that. Some people can handle emotional connections from the start. Some people you have to build up into that.
Based off of those statistics of yours that you just listed, it sounded like fucking sooner rather than later works.
I honestly don't know.
Even though 6 months ain't soon.
Yeah, that ain't too long, but it's also like before me and my ex had sex for the first time, I was celibate for a year and a half. So it was like I always go on like weird long sabbaticals of not having sex between like when I'm dating and not dating. So it's just like, that's just, I don't know, it's just how I do things. But I mean, I guess it really depends. What do you think? Like are you like, do you think it would even matter really? Or
no, I used to think it mattered when I was in like, when I was a teenager, when I was like in my early 20s. You know, I mean, different strokes with different folks, but I think waiting on purpose, like, it's just not naturally, like, y'all just
isn't
not
that weird
yet. But if you're purposely making somebody wait, or y'all are purposely deciding to wait because, you know, y'all want to wait to marriage, or y'all want to wait till y'all in a relationship, that's fine and dandy for you, bitch. But I just don't think you need to wait that long. Now, mainly because you don't want to like get 6-7 months into a situation with somebody and then the dick is trash and it's like y'all are not even sexually compatible. Are y'all even having sexual conversations in the meantime? Are y'all like talking about your likes and wants? Like, why are you waiting 6 months? But I have made somebody wait a year and a half, so.
Oh, have you? I was not expecting that plot twist. Come on, Quentin Tarantino. What the fuck was going on?
That was in my early 20s, and I didn't make him wait a year and a half like it was a set date, but like I just would never fuck him. Like, we would fuck around and stuff, but I just like wasn't giving him none. And then guess what happened when I finally gave him some?
Oh, here we go.
Same day, started acting funny. Same day, started acting like I was a bitch off the street. So that's why I'm just like, you making a nigga wait for what?
Like, wait, like he was a what?
Like a bitch on the street. He treated me like a comment. He treated me like a prostitute from Amsterdam. He did.
Okay, but not a shooting prostitute. Bitch, that's wild. Like, damn.
So I just, like, from that point on, it was just like, you know, it's okay, but it's like, it doesn't matter because, like, the person that you're fucking or not fucking is who they are regardless, and you're going to find that out at some point anyway. So, you might as well fuck that nigga, okay?
The root of all this is that niggas are trash. No matter if you fuck them day one or day 94, they still going to be trash, and they going to do what the fuck they want to do.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
it doesn't matter. Literally, you could, like, literally, it does not fucking matter. Like, literally, because he, like, I feel like at this point in my life, after everything, after this past year, literally, these niggas are going to do fucking whatever.
The last guy I dated, seriously, like, I fucked him the first night I met him. We had already known each other. And, you know, that was a situationship that I really, like, it caught me off guard. And maybe that's why I wasn't able to, like, fully settle in. But that was, like, I learned a lot in that short amount of time that I was dating that person. But, you know, it just goes to show, like, especially if the dick good early on, it's going to be easier for me to, like, let my walls down. Because you already broke in that motherfucker, okay?
Okay. It's easy to let one set of walls down when the fucking barriers already fucking toe up. Exactly. Lately, it's so funny you had said that because I think I mentioned before on the podcast, Jada Weta, who was like, you know, I mentioned before on the podcast, that's my girl. She's cute. Like, her and Baby legit, like, they met, like, he had been trying to talk to her for a minute. She was, like, not really feeling him. And then he went to jail for a little bit. He got out. And then they finally linked. And that first night, like, they were just chilling in the car for a little bit, talking. And then they went upstairs and they had sex the first night. And they was, and that's where I started everything. And then you mentioned, like, you literally were just like, it just happened on the first night. It's just like, I want that type of vibe where it's just like, I want everything just to feel like, I'm so tired of forcing shit. I'm so tired of trying the shit. I'm just like, I don't have no more energy for none of that shit. I just want everything just to come together how it's supposed to come together. And if it don't, it just don't. And so.
Now, what if y'all was like, kind of like moving towards that, like that was the vibe? And then something happened. Like, what would have to happen for you to be like, you know what? I'm actually not going to fuck you tonight, even though my pussy was just getting ready to give you a dick hug.
Okay, pussy be ready to give out kisses and hugs. I just, like, I'm one of those people, I get turned off so fucking easy. Like, and I really hate that about, I hate that. If we chilling or we together and I think we gonna fuck and it's suddenly like your body language changes or suddenly you just like you start checking your phone more or stuff like that, I'm already like, now I'm over it. Because like I have and if you've ever hung out with me, if any of these niggas ever hung out with me, or if any of you listeners are actually like in my close friends, you know, like, I have very, like, intermediate, like, sex pot energies randomly, like, from my close friends and shit like that. So, it's just, like, if I'm trying to fuck you, you gon' know. I give off very hot cat energy, okay? Like, you can feel it a mile away, so. Act accordingly, bitch.
For me, it would have been something he said.
Wait, you never said, like, how you like sex.
Oh, girl, I don't guess. I'm going to be honest. I'm not in my sexual era right now. Like, I don't want to fuck nobody right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I like talking about sex. Sex is something you can never run out of topics for. That's why we do this podcast. But I'm not really that interested in fucking nobody. Like, I get the tingle every now and then. And then I go in the bathroom and I get Fat Rabbit Killer off the tub. And then I take myself to Bound Town. You know, just get on it out of the way. Yeah. Then I get the itch scratch. Fuck nobody. It's nobody even like remotely in my bubble that I want to give some coochie to because it's just like.
Oh, so when I was saying this a year or so ago, I was getting chastised and told I should just go fuck.
But check this out. You've been saying that.
I don't want to check. I didn't hear what you said though. It was something.
And when slanderous. I say three times, I've caught like one new body in those three times. Let's be for real. Don't think I'm out here getting 90 loads now. Okay.
Bitch. It's only 45 today as of an hour ago.
Speaking of 90 loads, you sent me a thing. He has like a checklist or something, or like what? They get like a barcode entry. What was that?
he's going tech now. There's rules, there's regulations. There's barcode entry. It's like an Eventbrite. You know, like when you go into the and they see your credentials to make sure you can get in. I'm just like, I've never seen such operations ran like this for a butthole.
He's literally running like he's literally Amsterdam. Like he's literally the red light district. This is the only person we slut shame on this podcast.
Somehow every month at least three episodes he catches straight. Like we only record for a fourth of the month. He catches straight every once. Yo, and it's not like we don't like him. It's just wild.
I hope we've never said like his at on here because I don't want nobody to like go attack him. But if you know, you know. Like, and if you don't know, you're just gonna have to find out because I don't want nobody like doxing that boy or nothing. Because I've watched some of his videos. I'm like, oh, this is nice, but it's like.
Yeah.
Again, I can't let my concern for his safety get overridden. I can't let my concerns, I can't let my lust override my concerns. You know what I'm saying? Because like I want him to get stabbed up or something.
Yeah. Like at this point, it's like a monopoly. He should go on tour. He should have bouncers outside the room. He should just make just have it set up like a system, like a real
taking
system.
You already got half on tour is crazy.
Well, that's what he fucking do anyway. As many dicks as that be up in there, because the other day he clarified, he was like, "Yeah, it might be 95 loads in me, but that doesn't mean that was only 95 people." And I was like, "Oh." So you are breaking the myth, yeah. Uh-huh. He was like, sometimes people come just to feel it and experience it, but they don't nut. I only count the loads. And I'm like, bitch, you have just upped the ante. Because now I only thought it was 95 dicks up in you. It might have been 465, and only 95 was actually hard once they got to the room. And so I just like...
That's crazy. I do want to fuck a cum dump, though. Like, I want to fuck somebody with somebody else's nut in them. Not 90 other nuts, but like, if you, you know, let's say you fucked your nigga and then he nutted in you, but he don't know you cheating on him, but you came over to my house to get some more nut. I'm gonna get you.
That's hot. Like, I have you ever gave one?
Joking, night, I don't fuck with married men.
Okay, that's, I don't either.
Allegedly.
Okay, anyway. Allegedly. I was about to say something, but you threw me off, accusing me of such things. Anyway.
Would you entertain somebody who you knew was in a relationship? Like, would you fuck him?
Yeah. Because literally at this point of my life, I really don't give no fuck. If you're not giving no fuck about your relationship, I definitely ain't giving no fuck. Because you gotta run a tight ship. If your ship ran like crazy, bitch, I can't really control that over there. Like, it's not my fault. And so it's just like, I don't feel bad. Like, before when I was younger, I felt bad. I was like, oh my God, I could never. But now it's like, after being in my relationship, bitches really don't get no fuck about your man. They don't get no fuck about you with your man. They don't get no fuck if you love your man. They don't get fuck about none of that shit. It fuck you and your man.
That is crazy.
And
it's just not like, you rearranging folks' apartments. That is not fair.
It's not even an apartment sometimes. Sometimes it just be like a fucking like hut. And you just gotta move the right stick and you all up in there.
Not a straw hut. Not your big bad wolf blowing down the houses, bitch, honey.
Pizza Hut, bitch. It's very crusty. And it's just like, I don't care. I don't care. Like if your man is trying to fuck me, and I won't even lie, like a couple weeks ago, I was sexting with this nigga and I felt so bad after. I was sexting with this nigga. He was just like, oh, my boyfriend is so annoying. And at first I was like, oh, why are you telling me all this? And I'm like, oh, I know you're trying to get over on me, so I'm gonna get over on you. And I was like, it's okay. I was like, if I was there, I would like probably suck your dick or something like that to make you feel better. And he was like, word. And I'm just like, yeah, blah 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 blah. And then I sent him a video, and then he sent me videos. And then after that, now we really don't talk to each other. But I'm just like,
because he back with his boyfriend.
He was with his boyfriend. He was just posting his boyfriend on his story the day we did it. That's why I just be like, nigga, fuck all these relationships.
Every time y'all post really them, sick.
It's really sad. Like, nobody get no fuck. That's why I'm not in a rush to get in a relationship. Like, I'm not rushing to be with nobody. I want everybody to leave me the fuck alone.
Because everybody cheating.
Everybody cheating. And when
I
everybody don't want to fuck.
I mean, everybody is cheating.
And I got a story to tell, but yeah. But it's just like, I'm going to hold off on to it because I like my stories to marinate. And then I like to come back to them. But these niggas be out here cheating. And they don't really get no fuck. And like you be, and they'll put you in a situation not even really fucking like caring or like giving a fuck about you. So don't give a fuck about that shit. Fuck all that shit.
I think I just had a situation with somebody who was cheating on their boyfriend, and I don't have no proof other than the fact that he didn't respond to me for like 2 weeks, and then he responded back. So now y'all, you and your boyfriend got back cool for 2 weeks, and now you back on my phone. Leave me alone. Go to hell, okay? Because I know you with that bitch, Jody. Okay.
It is so manipulative, because sometimes I really wish these niggas didn't even really try to sneak around, try to hide the fact that they have boyfriends or whatever, because then it can be like, nigga, why don't you just ask me, like, give a fuck you got a boyfriend? Because half the time, most of these people don't. We don't give no fuck. More than likely, we talking to you because we want to fuck anyway, bitch. That's going to make me want to fuck you harder if you got a fucking boyfriend. Like, that's going to make me go crazy. If I know you're in a relationship, when we link, I'm going to go fucking crazy. Like it's just like...
How do you feel about people who are in a relationship and you know both of them? How do you feel about, like, one of them, like, liking your pictures and, like, talking to you and stuff? Because I'm not going to lie, I be getting a little uncomfortable, like, when people, boyfriends, be talking to me because it's like, I don't ever want this to get misconstrued. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to play with nobody's little situation.
If we could,
some people who be like get my pictures and stuff, I'd be like, okay, you dragging it.
If I'm cool with both parties, like if I'm cool with you and your boyfriend, I can't go. I believe in a certain type of code. Like if we cool, don't step on my feet, I won't step on your feet. Cause I want that same courtesy back. So like, if I had a piece in, then he was flirting with you on some other shit, I would want you to fucking cut it off. So I need that same type of energy. And so it's just like, I'm like, when it comes to that type of shit, I don't move crusty. Now if I don't know your boyfriend, I just know you and I want you, I'm fucking you. But if I know your boyfriend and your boyfriend like show me love and all this other shit, like you gotta kiss the ring a little bit. Kiss the ring just a little bit, bitch. That's the only way your nigga gonna be safe. You gotta kiss the ring, bitch, or it's hands on.
You're just a little floozy, huh?
Yeah, because it's like superhero season. Like fuck, I'm so tired of these niggas. I'm so tired of these fucking niggas. Every fucking nigga, I'm so tired of everyone. So it's just like, yeah, I'm fuck all that shit. Whatever you got going on, fuck it.
You know what else I want to know? Like, if you, let's say you knew a couple and they broke up. Or better yet, let's say you knew a couple on Instagram and they broke up. Would you follow both of them?
Ooh.
And let's say one of them, you know, now they trying to talk to you. But remember, you cool with the ex now because you was cool with everybody on Instagram. But y'all ain't really friends. Yeah. But y'all know, you know, it's like some Portia and what's her name type stuff. You know, like I've been to the girl house and stuff, but I don't really
Portia
know.
Portia Fallon shit. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, okay. I didn't came over your house and we kicked it and everything. We like almost Instagram.
No, but I'm just saying, like, just on Instagram. Y'all only know each other through Instagram. Do you owe either of them like loyalty to not talk to their ex?
Fucking that nigga. Circling A. Like it's just if you're not my good friend, I'm fucking on it. Cause I already did that once and I still think about it to this day and I ran.
Bitch. You are a fucking floozy. You are a floozy bottom.
Okay, floozy bottom. Bitch, that is wild. It's just like, I already did it once, and I always feel bad because every time I look at that friend, I always be like, I can't believe I sucked your nigga dick like 30 times after you introduced me. Like, I can't, like... Like I can't believe I did that, and she was so cool too. And I'm like, I can't believe I did that, girl. And I just kept sucking it.
It's a few of my followers like I'm real cool with. So like, if I knew they nigga like, well, I knew them and I knew they had a nigga like, I would not really, I would try to stay away from it. But again, if I don't really know y'all like that, and you know, let's say I met this man on the street, and you know what I'm saying, and now he my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. It went from we just Instagram friends to I stole your nigga, bitch. What?
I don't know. Maybe he stumbled to my apartment. I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Period. He over here now.
But there's a few of my followers who I wouldn't cross that line with because I feel like we Instagram friends. Like, there's a, like, you have levels of friends. Instagram friends who you love and respect
a little bit.
I don't really know you like that, and we just followers, we ain't got no DM exchanges. Yeah. You know, I just used to like y'all pictures. I don't know.
I was just about to say, if I go to the DMs and it ain't more than 3 messages and 4 reactions to change, yo, man.
Like, we not even cool like that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know you. You a stranger. Like, I wouldn't even be able to tell you apart. Your nigga's gone.
That's fair.
Like, and I feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
That's
like,
fair.
Like, because I feel like if let's just say, if I'm in a relationship and you can come take my man, you can have my man. That ain't my man. If you feel like you can take my man, go ahead, take my man. And that's literally how I feel about it. And because it's just like, he clearly don't want me. He wants you. He should go be with you. If you want her, go be with her. Like, there's nothing happy I can do.
In hell.
Yeah, go be. Exactly, in him. And I, like, I want you to suffer. I want you to go deal with him and deal with all that shit, because clearly you knew he was mine.
Question?
Or if you didn't, he knew he was mine. Most importantly. And you over there doing that, because now, every time I see you, I'm going to be like, I can't really trust you. Like, I won't be able to trust you. Like, and that's a big thing for me. Once you break my trust, it's literally nothing you can do. It's nothing you can do.
And that is a word from your fellow floozy bottoms. I think we should go ahead and move into Ask the Boys. We got a question this week from Julia. And the title of this DM is Dating Bottoms. So I think this is right on theme for the night.
Okay.
Julia says, hello, right boys. So I am a fully functional bottom, pre-op trans woman. I love to listen to your show. You two are a riot. Shout out to all of our trans listeners. I love y'all down. You know, I get more offended, and we're going to get back to the letter. This is totally random. I get more, like, worked up over, like, transphobia than I do homophobia, because homophobia for me is a joke. Like, it's just like, you're mad for what? Like, girl, get over it. Like, and I like when the straights be saying, like, okay, I ain't gonna go too far. I ain't gonna tell them
myself. No, I wanna hear what you like. Yeah, tell yourself.
Bitch. I like homophobic stuff. Not I like it, but like it's funny to me because it's not for real. I feel the same way about racism. It's like, girl, be for real. Like, you are a nasty person and you just think this is normal. You need to go to hell. Yeah. But it'd be funny. Especially when white people be saying a hard R. Go off.
But we like dark humor, though. That's the type of
dark humor type of girls. But anyway, like, the transphobia stuff be pissing me off, and that's why Jess Larry is going to hell with her bad wigs and her fucked up breath.
Less hilarious. Less hilarious.
Here's my dilemma. I am a full top girl. I don't receive at all. In that regard, I am super attracted to feminine bottom boys. Not women or other trans girls. I ain't no lesbian. LOL.
Okay, get that lesbian shit out of here. We don't play that lesbian shit.
I didn't even think about lesbian trans women. That's interesting. Yes. That's hot. I'd watch it.
There we go.
But I haven't seen two trans men together either. Like, in videos, but like, I don't know if I've ever seen, like, sexuality is a spectrum. Gender identity is a spectrum. I love it.
Okay.
Everything be everywhere. You know, I'll be trying to catch up.
Yes. That's like my favorite part of the podcast. It's like, there's so many different avenues of sex and sexual expression and sexuality and sexual health and sex. And there's like, it's so many different views on it, bro. It's crazy.
We got to get some trans people on the show. We need a new perspective. Yes. It can't just be two bottoms bumping pussies all the time. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll say that at the end. Go ahead. Finish your
list. The problem, okay, so basically, so far, Julia is a top. She like feminine bottoms. And now we get into the problem. The problem I have is that they are usually not attracted to women, and I have not proudly had to catfish a boy or two to just get them here from the apps to talk. Once they were here, saw I was cool, and saw this 9-inch clit I'm working with, they were all in. As I'm not clockable at all, 5'4 and built pretty nicely, one of the boys told me he didn't want his family and friends to think that he was straight, which is hilarious to me, because normally in the world, it's like, I don't want my family to know I'm gay. So it's like, you're a closeted pansexual, my love. But I think about that sometimes, because I'm like, how comfortable... not comfortable, but like, I just wonder, like, what my sister's reaction would be if I was to bring a woman home or a trans woman home, because that's gonna be like they're very accepting, but I don't know, you know.
They're probably wondering if y'all bumping cook pussies.
I don't want nobody asking me who the top, who the bottom, who the boy, who the girl.
My sisters
don't do that, but I just would hate for that to ever happen. Yeah, that's wild. You know?
Yeah, that's wild. Like, oh no. Like, but I can totally, like, and that's the thing, the more you say it, like, I can totally see you down the line being like, randomly have like this weird phase where you have a girlfriend for like a little bit, and then you suddenly
feel, I've literally had dreams about it. I think it's coming.
Yeah, I totally can see it, and I'm never wrong by anything. If you know, you know. And so I just like I can totally see it happening.
Okay, back to the letter. Julia is not a lesbian, just like you're not a lesbian. We have ADHD off the fucking charts, bitch. How the fuck
are we doing this? So bad.
And Julia is not clockable. She's sitting at a cute 5'4", and she got a ship nice cigarette, okay? Here's my question. How do I find the one I'm looking for without having to play games to get it? Have either of you, or would either of you, consider dating a trans girl who only tops? Any advice would help. Hashtag cul-de-sac squad. So I think the girls like cul-de-sac, so that's the name. Congratulations, you guys are the next.
Y'all named y'all so.
Step in, you know, America's Next Top Bottom. So she asked, have either you or would either of you consider dating a trans girl who only tops? For me, it's a yes. Y'all know I've talked about that on this show. It's this one fine ass trans girl on Twitter. Oh my God. And her dick is so big. Oh my Lord. I just want to get ravished. You know what I'm saying? So my answer is yes. No, I have not prior. And I'm not even in rooms with, I'm not proud to say this. Like, I don't even really be around trans people. I don't even know where they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be at the club and stuff. Like, I definitely see the trans girls out at the club. But I'm not friends with any of them or, you know, in those circles.
I've been trying to think about if I've ever, like, talked to, like, a trans girl or anything or like that. And I'm just like, I think I might have when I was younger. But as I've gotten older, I haven't. I feel like I've been having this thought what it would be like and if how it would go and what I would feel like. Because I've never
but imagined myself. You're so anti-lesbian, I just don't see it.
Yes. And so that's the thing. And so I'm just like, I just, like, other day I was making out with a guy. And I was like, it's nothing about him. I just like him ravishing me. Like, I like when he is just aggressive because, like, his chains are dangling in my face. And it's just, like, it's a whole fucking experience. And I'm just like, oh, I'm feeling on his chest. And I'm just like, oh, there's a strong chest. And it's like, oh, it's so fucking hot. And then I had him grab my titty. And I was just like, I couldn't imagine putting my hand on his chest and feeling the titty there. So I feel like that would throw me off and kill it. And so I was like, I don't know. But the way my life has been going right now, we're in Aquarius full moon and all this other shit. So it's a push and pull going on with life and, like, all this other shit. It's like, you got to be careful. And so I never know. I'm not speaking nose over no part of my life. If the right person come along and they fit the bill, we gonna do. We gonna see what it's doing.
I love titties. I like man titties. I like woman titties. I love grabbing a big round boob, you know what I'm saying? I like grabbing a big perky boob on a man. I do. I just think it's so beautiful. I wanna like suckle on a titty, you know, so bad in my life right now. I haven't suckled on a titty in so long. I just wanna be like a little baby feeding on the bottle because I'm crying at 2 o'clock in the morning. But really, I'm just sucking your titty. That sounds like, you, I got, like, issues, your nipples, and I don't. On? I don't have issues. I'm just being descriptive.
Being silly. He's being
silly. And also, we don't hate lesbians. We love lesbians. Even though y'all move too fast. Slow down. Where y'all going?
Yeah. And then y'all want to fight each other. After y'all then force each other to be in love with each other by love bombing each other after 24 hours of smelling each other for the first time. Y'all are lunatics.
One thing about a lesbian, she's going to find herself a relationship and it's going to be toxic.
Bitch, and they gonna beat the shit out of each other.
And they going to stay, like, together for a while, too.
Yes. I've never seen... Sorry, Les. I ain't about to slander y'all like this. Y'all the only group of people we have not gone in on yet. So y'all are, like, I won't do it.
Lesbians are safe, trans girls are slave. The rest of you niggas, not.
We on y'all asses forever. This is that podcast. Like, and I always think about, like, you know how there's all these other podcasts out here, and I feel like there's so much attention that's always given to, like, the top's perspective and what a nigga think, and and I'm just like, you know what? Sometimes it's really fuck these niggas, and not the pandering type fuck these niggas where it's really like, like, some soft-ass shit. No, like, fuck these niggas, because these niggas don't give no fuck. So, fuck them.
Speaking of podcasts, like, you gay girls that go on straight people's podcasts and you go into their world and you try to try to play up how cool of a gay you are. You're not like the other gays, you know, you're a regular gay. I know we joked about that on this podcast, but
yeah,
you bitches need to love yourself. That's like a black person going on a white person's platform and being like, I'm one of the good ones, I'm a good nigger, you know, I got a job, I went to college, you know what I'm saying, take care of my kids, I'm not an absent father. Bitch, okay. Be for real. You gay.
It's all good
and these
here.
People don't like you, and they've been showing that they don't like you with the shit that they say and the rhetoric that they speak. You need to love yourself, baby girl. All that trauma you got, you need to
let
fix
it go.
It. And if y'all know what let we're talking about, then congratulations. I'm not saying no names.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You bitches are weird. You need to love yourself. Back to the question.
Very weird. Like, people are weirdos out here. Like, it's just. It's odd. It's odd.
I don't know what you could do to meet more like
bottoms
who are into trans girls. I mean, you might have to resort to the dating apps. I don't know.
There's a lot of butch queens that are into like my trans sisters. Like it's a lot of us out there, okay? And it's just like you just don't be able to tell because like I'm gonna be real with you. Just because you're a part of the cul-de-sac, you know, we presidents over here, so we got to keep it honest with y'all. Y'all be scared to talk to us. Y'all don't approach us like that. What y'all
do? You think so?
Yes, I know so, because there's so many that try to talk to me, and they come to me on some, like, buddy-buddy type shit. Like trying to just be like, it's... You can tell when someone's self-flirting with you. And it's just like, oh, just flirt. Come on, just flirt. You can flirt. I don't mind.
When you say y'all, are you saying trans girls are afraid to approach bottoms?
Yes, like 100%. Yes, 100%.
I've been hit on by trans girls, so I don't know. They've tried to get to me.
How often does it happen?
Not often because, again, I'm just like not in the bubble with trans people.
Right.
And I don't say that proudly, but I'm just not, you know?
Right, but still, I know enough from, like, social media. I've seen enough come, like, dabbling down on my page and like stuff and whatnot and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, just shoot your shot. Just, like, and I always tell people that, and I will give credit, I can't remember their name. And I'm not even gonna say their name even if I didn't remember it. And they were just, like, if we were closer, I would want to get to know you. And I was, like, I will fuck with that. Just based off just how you just came to me. Cause it was a certain type of energy that I like. I like energy, and I always tell everybody, like, I'm all about aggression. If you call me on something, I'm about to take this shit. I'm into it. Like like dykey ass lesbians. I love them.
Have we established if we're allowed to use the D word? I don't know. You talk about.
I give them permission to say faggot. I guess. So when I say it, they get.
Y'all don't get permission from me, so just say it to him, not me.
I guess I gave you permission, but it's just like I say dyke. I mean, what's wrong with saying dyke? Dyke been around for forever.
I think that's their faggot, though.
Right, but I mean, like I say faggot.
We're not lesbians, so we can't say that. Well, I don't know if we can or not. That's what I'm asking. But you know,
is it like being white? You can't say nigga.
Yeah. I'm not letting no lesbian use the F word with me. I'm not letting no female use the F word with me.
Like, but also, like, in what word would somebody be, like, a lesbian be, like, faggot?
maybe that's just how she talk. Maybe that's what it, because, you know, a lot of people just be like, oh, that's where we're from. Like, I hear a lot of people from Florida say, like, that's just how people talk. And it's just like, well, you're not going to talk to me like that, baby girl. The F word is reserved for the gays and trans people. Everybody else, shut the fuck up.
I just don't even understand how that word comes up unless someone's about to, like, try to fight you or, like, harm you or like, insult you. And so, like, what is the instance where it just be like, girl, shut that faggot shit up. Like, girl, who says that? Like unless you about to try to insult
me. But that's why I'm thinking it's funny, because it's, like, it's so unserious coming from, like, non-gay people. Because you're trying to get a rise out of me, and it's hilarious.
And you sound dumb. Like, bitch, what? Like, yeah, that's why I don't take the word serious. So.
We are not answering this girl's question. I think you just need to. It sounds like you don't really have a problem shooting your shot. It sounds like you
you are pretty comfortable doing that. Like, I'm not that type of person who'd be like shooting first. Like, I need to be shot at. So I would say just keep trying. The worst that can happen is a no. But I will say, don't catfish nobody else.
Yeah, don't.
It's not safe out here. Just be for real.
Just let them know. Just be like, hey, I like you, or just like start a convo and let's see where it go. Cause the thing about bottoms, they some pussy ass bitches. Like, they some moody, sassy ass girls.
So, and I think it's like, totally fair. I mean, it's totally okay if you're just like a gay man, like you just don't want a woman at all. Totally fair. But I didn't even think about how hard it would be for trans people to date. I think they might be having like a harder time than us, and it's pretty hard out
here. I think when it comes to a lot of our trans sisters and whatnot, is the fact that a lot of times they're fetishized a lot more than they're loved on.
That is,
and that's
so
where
true.
The issue that's where the issue comes in. At a lot of these guys have this fantasy about being with one of our trans sisters, or just like what they picture they should be like, or all this other shit, and they don't really love them. That's why I say I'm starting to like not be into four, because he was doing all that talking about like trans and all this other stuff, and like, but he's only doing stuff with straight girls. And it's like, you are pandering to the gay community to try to get like support and love and all this other shit, because you knew the straights wasn't gonna fuck with it. But then you're not really standing on anything you're saying. And so it's just like,
did he do a scene with Sydney Starr? I saw them talking or tweeting. Did they fuck?
I won't.
Yeah, I don't know. I just imagine it would be really hard. This is why we need to have trans people on the show. I don't even feel comfortable speaking for y'all, but I can just imagine.
Yeah.
Especially according to what Julie is saying, like, she only want to do the topping. And I guess because, you know, as women, you would think that the woman would just want some dick all the time. And it's like, no.
No. A lot of our trans sisters are pure tops out here, and that's why it's hard dating
and
for them.
And they be slanging it, but that go back to that.
And thing. They got some big ass dicks. I love
that. Go back to trans, what you just said about them being fetishized too, because it's like, I could also imagine how it would be hard to decipher or delineate between, like, okay, is this person like fetishizing me, or is this person really into me and they just want to have sex with another person, or am I just like
100.
A goal of theirs or something like that, you know?
That's so,
and that's why I
like,
don't,
that's so
again.
Sick. That's so sick. Oh, here we go. It's just like, I feel like I don't get fetishized by straight guys. I feel like what happens is it's a sense of security. Okay, so you know, like, if you have a secret and you don't know who you can tell the secret to, and then you finally tell somebody the secret and they know your secret, and like, you feel comfortable enough with them after telling you to talk to them about so forth and so on. Like, let's say you have like a fetish and one of your friends bring up the fetish, but you get out of the fetish with somebody else because like that, or like, you, if you have a drink here and there, you know, one of your friends know you have a drink here and there, you know, you feel safe enough to have a drink with them or so forth and so on. And so it's like, a lot of straight guys are seeking a sense of security sometimes with these gay niggas. And then the gay niggas get confused with them seeking the security with them, that they start to fall in love and develop these emotions and develop these feelings and stuff like that, while the straight guy is still the straight guy is not looking at you like that. He just likes this part of you. Like, he likes the fact that you are gay and he can be safe with you. That's all he loves. That's all he likes. He doesn't know the rest of you. He doesn't care about the rest of you. He doesn't even consider the rest of you, because he is so safe in just this one aspect of who you are. And so that's when you come to straight niggas and deal with straight niggas, you have to understand it's like, it is what it is, and they are what they are. And so, like, If you're just looking for some dick, go to that nigga just for some dick. If you're looking for a relationship, you're going to get your heart broke. So just always remember that.
I hope we helped. I don't think we did. I don't know why y'all send letters to us. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about, okay? But keep them coming. Please email us.
But honestly, I feel like we answer that. Like, we're both bottom. Well, I'm an oral top, and you're a
okay. We might as well end the show now. We're gonna end it with lies.
What are you talking about? Oral top only.
Okay, you're an oral top. And what else? I'm a what?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's nothing else to talk about here.
Okay, because we don't want to bring up no more lies. Okay, that's why Donald Trump going to jail.
Lock him up. I'm so tired of hearing about it. It's a lot of people I'm tired of hearing about. Everybody needs to get locked up. I'm tired of every fucking body.
Send us your questions to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com.
Bitch!
You can also send your questions to Boys Next Door Pod on Instagram. I guess you could leave your question in the YouTube comments. I don't know how you want everybody in your business, but...
Yeah, I feel like that. I mean, don't. I mean, you can. And we've updated, like, the YouTube with, like, shorts. And, like, there's going to be playlists coming of our own personal music and stuff like that pretty soon. We're going to eventually get a lot more stuff on there. So, we can start dibbling dabbling in other ways of doing stuff. So, y'all be seeing that. So, stay posted. Make sure you subscribe.
Also,
make
sure you drop a like. I meant to mention this earlier about the last episode. So, you know how we talked to Kevin and we asked him, Tammy Roman or NeNe? Why today he posted on his blog a text exchange between NeNe and Tammy, and Tammy is like, you are reality television. And I just love when I'm right, because I knew NeNe was that girl, and even Tammy had to say NeNe is that girl. I think they both them also, girls, but you know, my personal top would be NeNe.
Also, once again, something we mentioned here first on the podcast is brought to another aspect of the world.
Oh, we be on it, bitch.
we be on the post. And the thing is, y'all don't realize, like, we literally record this episode the day before y'all hear it. So it don't be no, we coming back after everybody else to drop their hot takes. No, we come with the hot takes first. We first in the kitchen, okay? We cooking it up. We cook up the hot takes, okay? Don't be confused.
Please join us again next week. By the way, you know what? I'll save it for next time. But y'all can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry and on TikTok.
Wait a minute, wait, bitch, by the way, what?
And where are you going? What's your Instagram and how can the people find you?
Oh, spicy. Ken Lush. It's K-E-N, bitch. I'm trying to get out of here. K-E-N-L-U-S-H-H.
I'm only trying to Twitter. Get out of here right now. I keep talking, but my battery is on 10%. I just got the notification.
Okay, now. Well, bitch, let me drop my other my Twitter handle. _ Ken Lush. Thank you, bitch. Let me get my shit in. My butt sleep.
Yeah, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for the YouTube video, and we will see y'all next week.
Yeah. Bye, losers.
Not losers.
I mean, cul-de-sac.